founder.
Big Ann LaFrance, y'all. Woo-hoo! Yes.
What's up, Fred?
Everything's good, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing real good. How you doing?
We're doing great. I mean, you can just judge from the crowd here, and we got a great start last night. Stephanie Mills was off the chart, and just looking forward to the weekend. And
how many people are you expecting for the weekend in Memphis?
Oh, God, probably 60,000. We have 10,000 tailgates. So
isn't that amazing? Yeah.
60,000.
And what does that mean to the city of Memphis?
The economic impact is $21 million in the last survey.
Unbelievable.
We all know that there are a lot of people that they don't count. So
right.
A lot more money out there.
A lot of people don't report that money they make. Yeah, I understand.
Basically, this is like Black Christmas.
It is. For
Memphis in September. Why did you choose Jackson State? Has it always been Jackson State and Tennessee State?
Except for 2 years. We had Mississippi Valley 1 year and Grambling. But this was the one that we felt that could get the consistency and prove it right. Like the Bayou Classic, like Magic City, with the same teams every year.
Okay. All right. Take me back. Year one. Year one, Fred.
How'd you get them to do this?
And you told them, got an idea.
Yeah, what'd you say?
Yeah. What did you happen? How was it?
Well, what happened was that...
How'd you come up with this?
They wanted to play here, but I told them that we needed to change it to a more of a festival, a more of a music entertainment piece. And they really... It took me probably 6 months to convince them that I knew what I was talking about, because we needed to create something where it would give us longevity. And by creating the entertainment event, we were able to do that.
Which is the oldest HBCU classic?
You know what? I think.
But you're 27 years.
Yeah, but it's a lot more. I think Magic City. I'm sorry. Magic City
in Birmingham.
I think they'll be 75 years either this year or next year. So they've been around.
So
a long
if they
time.
Didn't want music, then what did they want instead of it?
Well, they were going with what they had, which is really good. They got the game at halftime, but you need to build a package.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to create something like the Super Bowl. You think about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's a football game,
but
it's so much built around it.
game becomes like incidental.
Yeah. So, but we needed to have that to kind of have a boost to give us the longevity that we needed.
But Mr. Jones, didn't they realize that a man with your background in entertainment knew what you're talking about? Because tell people all of the acts that you've worked with and historically brought all of these acts to Memphis and done so much in the entertainment business.
Well, you know, that's a good question, but sometimes people just don't see it, and it takes a while. And
tell me about it.
It's hard to get a group of black people to agree on anything. We see it in your face.
But the one thing that everybody wanted was the Jackson State, Tennessee State, and Memphis. So that part of it never changed. So we're just trying to create everything else around it. It took a little time for them to buy into it.
What's your favorite part of the entire weekend, Fred Jones?
Going
to the bank?
Taking
that ride to the bank.
Tom, I know you didn't go there. But for me, though.
This is rich guys joking one another.
Jokey.
For me, I'm a native Memphian. And I remember when I was a kid, there was something in Memphis called the Cotton Makers Jubilee, where we were what they called the Black Cotton Carnival. And Booker T. Washington High School, along with everybody, would march down Beale Street.
Uh-huh.
I was in the band. So
you play?
I played trombone.
Oh, man.
And so when I see the parade that we have during the Classic, which is the biggest parade in Memphis right now, you see, I see myself back all those many years ago being in that parade, being excited, just being a part of it. And I see little kids and, you know, it just
wow.
It's just a fun
that's
look.
Great.
And that's what you see right here.
Yeah.
And we're at the tailgate party with 10,000 people.
Right now. Right.
Everybody's partying. There's a band on stage. And this is a Black Super Bowl.
It is.
By HBCUs. And this is the 27th year. Congratulations, Fred Jones.
Thank you.
We're going to wobble next here in Memphis. Got to be there at the top. You got 4 minutes.